soil health remains a top-of-mind concern for farmers. And with spring planting season just ahead, it's important to take proper steps before and after planting to better control weeds. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Rodrigo Worley, UW Extension Cropping Systems Weed Specialist, says recent snow and rain that we've had has helped the soil moisture improve, which will help farmers manage their weeds in the long term.
As a matter of fact, I was just checking the drought monitor that was released on April 4th. According to the drought monitor, if you look in the southeast part of the state, we are out of a drought scenario. However, there are parts of the state that have not received enough precipitation yet and are still under the abnormally dry scenario. But anyway, so the moisture that we have received recently, that's great news to the growers. It will certainly help with this growing season.
We don't necessarily quite know exactly how much soil moisture we're going to have when it comes to the start of the growing season, but how will that, and just how much we do end up having, how is that going to change how we should approach weed control?
That's an excellent question. The questions are starting to come in as far as weed management goes. So the main one that I have received so far is the carryover situation. So herbicides that were applied last year to our crops, are they going to carry over into this year's? I think, you know, the locations that have received enough precipitation here more recently, I think that's really going to help reduce the likelihood of carryover. I think we're in a good situation as far as, you know, reduced possibility of carryover. So that is the first thing. The next thing to think about is we've had a very mild winter. So folks that are practicing no-till agriculture out there, we're urging them to go and scout their fields because of the mild winter. Some of the winter annual weeds that we have out there, you know, the horse weeds, chickweeds, and so on, you know, they have a pretty good start already, and they've been growing aggressively, you know, faster than typical years. So we tell folks to go out there, scout their fields. So no-till fields that will not receive tillage pre-plant. We tell folks to pay attention to weather conditions, okay? Because the burn-down herbicides that we use in this scenario is to control established weeds. They usually require night temperatures to be above 40 degrees Fahrenheit. So when folks are going out there to deploy a burn-down application to control established weeds, we tell them to pay close attention to the weather and avoid spraying if night temperatures the 2 days following application be too cold, because otherwise uptake and translocations of those herbicides will be reduced. And the other thing, because of the mild winter, some of those weeds are kind of flowering already. If you look at chickweed, I was visiting fields recently, that chickweed is flowering. And once those weeds flower, it becomes more difficult to control them with herbicides. So just, you know, having this information hopefully will help our growers. And then the last piece I want to touch base on goes back to moisture. You know, soil moisture is very, very important for our residual herbicides to work well. So we need rainfall following application of a residual herbicide, but we also need plenty of soil moisture on that topsoil so our residual herbicides can provide good weed control. And that was definitely a concern and a challenge that we had last growing season with the drought we had all over the state of Wisconsin.
With that, depending on, you know, how things look, if the forecast is good, you know, I'm getting my seed in the ground, I need that herbicide chemistry to stick around, because sometimes it might not be activated until there's a certain amount of moisture in the soil. So how deep do I have to look for that topsoil moisture to activate that herbicide?
That's a really good question. And a question that came up several times last year, 2023, with the drought that we had. So long story short is, it's like everything and anything in agronomy, it depends, right? If you're spraying wet soil, and when I'm talking about soil here, as far as herbicides go, we're talking about that 0 to 3 inches depth, okay? This is where we want our herbicides to stay. This is where we want our residual herbicides to be active controlling weeds. So if a farmer is going to spray a residual herbicide, a soil-applied herbicide, the ideal condition is that the soil is wet already, so there's enough moisture in the topsoil, 0 to 3 inches, and then we receive about at least half an inch to an inch shortly after application. Those are the ideal scenarios for activation of a residual herbicide. What happened last year is the soil was really dry, and we never had enough, or most instances we didn't have enough rainfall to activate that pre-herbicide, because again, we need to have enough moisture in the soil, and then we need rainfall to bring that herbicide into soil. And those herbicides, they act in soil solution, so the soil has to remain wet, so then those germinating weeds can uptake herbicide from soil solution. Okay, because if the soil is too dry, the herbicides are bound to your soil particles, and then the germinating weeds are not able to uptake the herbicide. So once we spray, we need half an inch to three quarters of an inch to get the herbicide in soil. And we hope that we continue to catch rain, so then our soil remains wet. Therefore, those herbicides are available in soil solution to control your weeds.
What should farmers know then when it comes to combating water hemp, ragweed, or even mare's tail for this year?
So mare's tail is primarily a fall emerging weed, but we also have some biotypes here in Wisconsin that germinate more in the spring. So the first thing here is to think about mare's tail, right? Mare's tail horseweed. That's one that's probably up and going already. It's going to be problematic in no-till fields. And in order to manage this weed, assuming you're going to be no-till conservation agriculture, you're going to need an effective burn down to control this weed. And commonly used herbicides would be 2,4-D, dicamba, and Sharpen, or cefofenacil. These are commonly used burn down herbicides for control of horseweed or mare's tail. You know, remind growers to pay attention to what crop they're going to be establishing, because there are planting intervals and rates and so on that need to be respected. The next one is giant ragweed. Giant ragweed is an early emerging weed. Probably in the next week or so, I assume we're going to start to see the first giant ragweed seedlings emerging out there. And that giant ragweed is going to start emerging now in April and is going to continue to emerge until late June. So the recommendation is to use an effective residual herbicide. And if you're, again, in no-till agriculture, if you're going to be planting fields where giant ragweed is already established, you also need an effective burn down. And the options that I just mentioned for horseweed or mare's tail also work well to burn down established giant ragweed. And then you're going to need to scout your fields and deploy an effective post-emergence program to control that giant ragweed, either in corn or soybeans, because that weed keeps on coming. The third one is water hemp. Okay, and water hemp is going to start emerging a little later in the season. So we start seeing water hemp mid, late May. And the number one recommendation that we have for growers is to use a very effective residual herbicide at the time of planting. So by the time corn or soybean things are being planted out there, we recommend farmers to deliver an effective residual herbicide and then start scouting their fields 2 to 3 weeks after application. Because usually at about 3, 4, 5 weeks, some of the water hemp starts breaking in, and this is when an effective post-application would be recommended. So again, watch, understand the timing when these weeds establish, understand the chemicals that work on them and how to manage them. It's going to be crucial for successful control of this three difficult-to-control weed species that we're dealing with here in the state of Wisconsin.
Are there any other weeds that you're worried about that maybe we're not even thinking about, but you are?
Perhaps not as much a weed, right, but our cereal rye cover crop. We have a lot of farmers adopting cover crops, right, and cover crops are being adopted for soil health purposes. When properly managed, those cover crops can also help with weed suppression, and the more biomass you can accumulate before you terminate that cover crop, the better weed suppression you're going to get out of this. But one thing to keep in mind is that, especially if conditions become dry, we don't know what's going to happen in the weeks to come, right? But what I tell growers is keep an eye on your cover crop. If it's wet, let them grow. But if the weather turns and it becomes dry, then you want to terminate them early. Because if you let them grow excessively, those cover crops can then become a weed problem in your subsequent crop. So just watch those cover crop fields. If we stay wet, it's okay to let them grow a little more. But if it becomes really dry, then earlier termination is typically recommended.
What product suggestions do you have that if I'm a farmer and I don't have them in my shed already, I should go out searching for?
That's a really good question. It's a loaded question, I guess. For everything that we've said, I think glyphosate is a must-have for termination of your rye, for burn down. But then, in order to fully answer your question, I think it's not a specific product, right? Because it's really going to depend on prices and, you know, what kind of products are available. But again, a really effective soil residual herbicide is something I wanted to make sure I have in the shed ready for the season. Okay. And then depending what system you're in, let's talk about soybean for a minute, right? So you might be in Enlist E3 or you might still have Xtend soybeans, right? So either having, you know, 2,4-D or Enlist 1 and Liberty for the E3 soybeans, or then having either Dicamba, a Dicamba product that's labeled for over-the-top application in soybeans, or Liberty for the Xtend Flex soybeans, I think that's a must. Having the residual herbicides, but also the effective post herbicides that will help us control weeds this season. Those are the things that I want to make sure. Those are the products that I want to make sure farmers already have in their hands, because the growing season is quickly approaching us.
That was Rodrigo Worley, UW Extension Cropping Systems Weed Specialist. He added that the fields that had a lot of weeds last year that you had issues with are going to be the challenging fields this year as well. So don't skimp out on control this year, because you're going up against perhaps a pretty tough situation with some heavy weed seed banks. So he says, full throttle ahead and have the best management practices you can have in place. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.